We go. Okay, we're started now. Yeah, so try and bear with me the best you can. This was I did this a couple months ago. This was channeled information. So if you do channeling yourself, you know that the memory isn't so good after you've channeled it. So anyways, I'll take any quick questions right now. I'll take any questions if you have any immediate questions. And if nobody has any questions, then I'll just go to the phase three document. So does anyone have any quick questions that I can answer quickly? That's a no then, eh?
Not right now.
Okay, and then we got Dell and Bill. Hello. Okay, so let's start with a phase. Pull up the phase three document if you haven't already done so on your computer. I'll just give you all a minute to do that.
See what I can do. Phase three, let's see if I can get it this way. Let's see, phase three. Phase two, phase three.
Okay, is that everybody up and running?
Just about.
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't be on camera and my kids are in the background. It's so crazy here, but I'm gonna be try to listen as best I can.
Okay, no problem. Right. So you got your phase three up?
I will in a second. Hold on. One phase, two phase, three. Oops. Phase three.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to be working on phase six right now. I'm sort of working on phase six. So eventually, I want to get this all into a booklet, and I'll number it all. And I have a few bits of editing I got to do to it as well. So it's not 100%, but it's pretty close. Okay, so starting on phase three, the funding process. Now, in your document, we use the word worker. So what we're going to do is we're going to replace that word worker, and what they'll now be referred to as an associate. Okay, and this is true with every document. Okay, I think that's a better word because when that first came through as a worker, I put that in, but then afterwards, I thought, that doesn't seem right. Associate's a better word. So, all right. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read this a little bit, just to get the concept going, and then maybe about the first page or so I'll read through, and then if you have any quick questions, I'll answer them there. Okay. So the concept of WBG funding process is very simple in concept, but is not rock solid because this concept has never been done before. Never, all these phases, one, two, three, four, five, six, and however many I'm going to do, we have to remember it's all just a unity consciousness concept. Okay, so it's not rock solid, but it's treated as a framework. Okay, it's just a framework that can be expanded or contracted, adjusted however we need to to get us going along the process. So, there'll be okay. So going on to the second paragraph. Okay, so we're going to look at looking at number nine, illustration nine below. Let me get number nine. the numbering off this document is off slightly. Yeah, so that's the you're looking at illustration number 9, which is number 5 framework. So the 2.21 WBG infrastructure funding pool process first. The concept is we are all part of a huge timeshare all over the world, and it's all its members are all keeping it functioning and well, like a well-oiled engine. After we get started, WBG will all be connected together via a VPN, a virtual private network, that will allow everyone within WBG to communicate securely with each other's computers. Okay, so that's actually one of my projects. As soon as we have the RV, that's one of my projects to get going, to have a whole bunch of software and hardware computers to ship out to everybody. So they'll all be able to connect and ask their questions and be able to communicate and all that kind of stuff. One of the things about unity consciousness, I just want to run by everyone. Unity consciousness is basically think of unity consciousness as something like the air that you're breathing. No one owns it, but everyone uses it. Right? So no one bugs you when you take an extra breath of air, right? or if you're huffing and puffing, no one complains. The only time someone would really complain is if you're actively polluting the air. Or you're doing some kind of harm to it, right? So unity consciousness works like that. You know, everyone works together for a common goal, as opposed to the old 3D style where it's every man for himself type thing, right? So being part of a huge timeshare family means that everything that we do within WBG will be free for the most part. Everyone will own WBG collectively, like unity consciousness. An example would be going to a movie theater, going shopping, taking a trip around the world, having a dinner at a restaurant. All these concepts will be incorporated into WBG, making everything free and available to all of its members. Though in the beginning, until we get started and functioning as a group, there will be some exchange of money. All purchases and exchanges will be recorded in the QFS. Everything will be tracked there. And if there's a problem, we could be able to fix it fast because the QFS will have a record of it and a record of every transaction. The QFS is not only an advanced form of ET technology, but it's also an element of consciousness. Every transaction is recorded right down to the penny with a digital watermark and every serial number of every note and coin in circulation. Don't even think about trying to beat the system. QFS is pretty unique. We just have to look at how many bankers have already been arrested, right? Around the world. So because all members, benefactors, and associates all collectively own WBG, there will be no one within WBG that privately owns anything within WBG using infrastructure money or the free money. However, if a benefactor uses their own personal money, which is not WBG free infrastructure money, then they can personally own something at the same time and be also part of WBG. So what we mean by that is the money that we're getting from the ZIM money that we're attaining, that's basically the, let's call it the 80%. that 80% is the free money that we're talking about, which will go into the infrastructure funding pool. That's not personal money. The 20% is considered your personal money or any of the currencies. If you have additional currencies, that's also considered your personal money. So if you have a personal project that you want to do, if you have a personal book that you want to do, you have a personal hobby or project that you want to turn into something else, then you can use your personal money, right, for that. That's not to be funded. Anything personal is not to be used for the infrastructure funding pool. Okay, under member benefactor custodians. Is everyone following me here so far?
Yes.
Okay, so benefactors who have a project and donate free infrastructure money to WBG Infrastructure Funding Pool can choose any of the following 40 plus companies. I think it says 30 plus on your document, but I've increased that to 40 plus. It's almost 50 plus now. They are interested in after WBG's associates and funds with benefit. Where's all this noisy come from? Oh, that must be, is that you, Patricia?
It is. I had to go downstairs and check.
Okay, I'm going to mute. I'm going to mute you. Okay, so after WBG allocates all the funds with a benefactor's project, the benefactor then becomes the custodian of those projects and will oversee all projects personally. The custodian may choose to hire multiple project managers, CEOs, experts, etc. You're basically going to hire anyone that you need to get all your projects built and functioning. Custodians will be, in essence, overseers of their own projects and will have the power to do anything as long as they don't harm, hurt, or hinder anyone or anything, which are always the guidelines of WBG. So, actually, I'm going to stop right there because I want to make sure that everyone understands the concept of custodian. Okay, so does everyone understand the what a custodian is from a benefactor perspective? I take that as a yes.
I think so, but if you can just quickly summarize it, that would be great.
Okay, so basically, in the beginning, once we get started, everyone's going to have to hire a whole bunch of people. WBG will be hiring people as well. But if you want to get your project started faster, I would say, and you already have people in mind, hire them right away. Get them going on your projects. And then after WBG gets going, infrastructure-wise, then we'll be able to support that after the fact, right? So in other words, that's part of where we're going to have to spend some money up front before things are basically free. So as a benefactor, when you do a donation to your projects, basically, you're going to, behind the scenes, before we get going, you're going to cost out all your projects, or you're going to have maybe one of your project managers cost out your projects for you on your behalf if you don't know how to do it. then you're going to come up with some kind of a number. So let's say, as an example, you're, let's, I don't know, just put, let's just pull a number out. Let's say your first project comes down the pipe, and that's let's say roughly about $10 million. So you're going to throw $10 million into the infrastructure funding pool, and then WBG in turn will fund that $10 million back to you to purchase your project. Now, because that's your project and you're a benefactor, you become the custodian. A custodian is basically the overseer of a project, okay? And a custodian would be the overseer of a project manager too. So you're like the custodian is like, it's like the big kahuna. So you do what you want to do with your projects. And the only criteria is do no harm, right? That's the only, it's always the criteria of WBG. Never do harm to anybody or anything for any reason. That's a 5D construct, right? Back in the olden days, 3D construct was ruin the environment to make some money, right? We don't do that anymore. that's a 3D construct. All right, so let's go down to. Okay, so, and that goes, okay, so benefactor custodians, all right, so they're the overseer of your own projects. So, but not all benefactors want to become a custodian. They just want to become a donator of funding, right? That's all they want to do. They don't want to be a big kahuna. They don't want to do anything like that. They just want to donate, which is fine. If that's the case, then WBG will provide a custodian on their behalf, or it's another possibility there is that that same benefactor who does not want to become a custodian may know of another benefactor that would take on that responsibility on their behalf. So that's a possibility as well. But if, let's say, you don't have anyone to do that for you, then WBG will do that on your behalf and address a custodian on your behalf, and you could still, you're still really the overseer of it, but think of the WBG custodian as more of a project manager, okay? But you're still the ultimate boss. Okay, let's scroll down to member associate custodian. On your document, it'll probably say member worker custodian. So remember, we're going to change that word worker to associate. Okay. most of the member associates who have a project will be funded directly by WBG funding pool via the WBG head office. Okay. So in other words, if a member if a member has a, let's say a project, but the members don't have any funding, right? Or money, right? They don't have any currency. They haven't got anything tangible like that. All they have is their own skills, or they want to work, or they want to help out the best they can, right? Or they have a great idea, you know, that type of thing, right? So what we do here in WBG, if a member associate has a great idea, then we can fund them one of two ways. Another benefactor can fund them on their behalf, or WBG can do it. Either way, it'll get done. Now we're talking small projects. If the member associate has, let's say they have a huge conglomerate project, it will get started, but it may not get fully funded right away. Okay, it'll probably happen over time. But the smaller projects, yes, 100%, they'll get funded. So the way this is going to work, it's the same way for the benefactors. So benefactor custodians who donate free money designated to help an associate with their infrastructure project can help to choose a member associate with any of the 30 plus or 40 plus companies that they will need to complete the associate's project. At the same time, both member and benefactor members associates will together choose companies that will complement their other WBG companies closely. So in other words, the 40 plus companies that we're talking about are companies that every project will need some of those companies to get started. But they may not need all of them all the time. So as an example, one of my projects, starting the VPN, I might need maybe I haven't really calculated. I can't remember. I think it's something like 8 or 10 companies I'll need out of those 40. So like I would need just off the top of my head, I would need, let's say, a lawyer's office for to do the legal work. I would need a real estate agent to purchase the land. I would need a computer company. I would need a software company, a hardware company. I would need a hiring agency to man those companies. I would need a distribution center, warehouse, you know, that type of thing, right? But I certainly by no stretch of the imagination would need every one of those 40 plus companies. And incidentally, those 40 plus companies over time will be getting bigger. Meaning, when I originally wrote this document, it was like 30 plus companies, and right now we're sitting at about 45, and it's probably going to grow even more as we get going. Once we find out. Some of the other members with their projects will need companies products or services that WBG hasn't thought of yet, but that particular custodian may need. So we can add that at a later date, any particular companies if we need them. Okay, I'm just scrolling down here near the second last paragraph of this particular section, starting with some member associates don't want to be a custodian of their project or lack the expertise to develop that project, but have a great idea. So in that case, a member associate, we'd have a benefactor donate to their project on their behalf to help them. And if we don't have a benefactor that's willing to do that, then WBG will do that on their behalf. So the member associate would actually become like a project manager. So in other words, now let's say that same associate, member associate, let's say they have the expertise. They know exactly what they need to do, you know, blah, blah, blah. They can become the custodian of that project or the overseer of that project. And they would report to, if no benefactor funded them, then WBG would, and then WBG would be the overseer of that project. If there was a benefactor that helped fund that project for the associate, then the benefactor would be the custodian if they wanted to. If not, that would fall back on another benefactor. And if no one wants to do it again, that would be WBG's responsibility to find a custodian to oversee that particular project. Okay, so.
Can I ask a question?
Yep, go ahead.
You want to save them. That's going to be like an exception, right? That's you don't expect that to be very common, do you?
I don't know. I don't know. We've never done this before. over time I can see it happening a little bit more than we expect because there's a lot of associates out there that are not a part of WBG yet. So after the RV, I can see a lot of associates and actually more benefactors coming on board as WBG becomes more well known throughout the world. So I don't know. I can see it happening, but how much I don't know. I don't have a number. But yeah,
I was just curious if you consider when you wrote that up, if you considered that was going to be an exception or.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be very well an exception to the rule. But that's what came down to me, and that's what went into the documentation. So whatever that means, it is what it is, and we'll take it as it is. And if it's never used, it's never used. And if it's used a lot, then it's used a lot. I don't know. We'll find out. This is part of the the framework aspect where all the writings of the phase documents are all just basically a framework. As we get going out the door, we'll find out what works and what doesn't work, what's used a lot and what isn't used a lot. Yeah, we'll find out, you know, pretty fast. Any more questions on that? Okay, going down to won't making everything free cause a problem? So if we're still in 3D system of drama, scarcity, fear, lack, chaos, and separation, overwhelming yes, but we're not in 3D anymore. We're moving to 5D where we'll all have peace, prosperity, love, abundance, and cooperation, and unity consciousness. We're all now moving from a 3D service to self way of life to a new service to others way of life. Once Jacera is announced, our planet will have true abundance for all. And that said, there'll be so much abundance that every person on the planet will receive about $1 million dollars over a 10-year period, like some sort of universal basic income. This is our understanding, and that will be approximately about $10,000 per month with 50s and 60 prices, which will now... we'll probably push that up to around 100,000 per month in that ballpark figure. So do you see things coming cheaper really fast? Do you see things, everything as a big issue anymore when things are free? To attain true free everything, it will have to be done properly though. And that's what WBG, our family, will figure out collectively along the way. But this is a framework that we have to collectively work with. And in perhaps in the beginning, there will be a bit of a strain on the WBG system because all of our current depleted problems, resources and stuff because of COVID. Overindulgence of the WBG system may also occur in the beginning until people realize that they can only stockpile so many things before they become a hoarder. People also realize that they can actually have anything that they desire. Because if you really think about that, over the overindulgence part, will effectively go away once the replicators come into play. Part of our everyday reality, 6,000 plus patents become available that have been hidden from us for centuries. But once the replicators are here, they'll become more like a microwave and safe. The replicator will be basically allowed to replicate anything in thin air at no cost. So soon people will learn that too many 3D possessions, scarcity, are a thing of the past. And what will happen is people will start holding on to things as keepsakes and mementos instead of becoming a hoarder. Can you imagine having a house and a replicator and replicating anything you want, and you keep on replicating and replicating until your house is full of stuff? You won't need it anymore, right? And if you don't want...
Well, I'll get a dematerializer.
That too. Yeah, absolutely. That's part of it as well, I believe. There is a dematerializer device as well, because that would work something like if you have garbage in the kitchen, right? Excess food or whatever, waste, and you throw it in the waste basket. Now you can take that waste and dematerialize it back into the ethers.
It'll be a new invention as opposed to the old dematerializer bazooka.
Yeah, that's right. 100%. Okay, so let's scroll down to WBG infrastructure funding pool. That's the main heading there. WBG infrastructure funding pool is an interesting concept where all benefactors, custodians who wish to donate to WBG infrastructure will be donating their free money funds to one big pot of money known as the WBG infrastructure funding pool. This free funding pool will be used by WBG to acquire people, resources, and companies for WBG, allowing WBG to expand. This will allow all WBG benefactors and members and associate project owners to be custodians, which in turn allow them to be accountable for their projects. This will be the main source of the income for WBG, but not the only one. So scrolling down again to income from within WBG. WBG gets going and starts to set up companies around the world, we can start sharing our resources with other companies within WBG for free. That will only happen after we get going. Probably about the first 3 to 6 months before that will actually start happening. Most of these companies that WBG deals with will be local businesses from WBG benefactors, now custodians, or who will become custodians. We will exchange resources within WBG for free when we keep the production of products and services moving in each of the companies within WBG. This allows each company that produces products and services to have an on-paper profit that the competition doesn't see. It also causes an overabundance of products and services that could be stockpiled. This in turn causes WBG to have a surplus to be sold within the public sector for a profit. This is the part of each company learning to be self-sufficient with all the surpluses. When WBG sells a product or service to the public, it will be another form of income stream. When WBG uses this money to buy and sell products within the public sector, it is considered interacting outside of WBG. So in other words, the only difference between internal WBG and external WBG is internal WBG, everything is free. Everything else outside is considered public or private, etc. And everything is purchasable. So it's anything that's purchasable is considered a profit for WBG, unless we're buying directly from the public. Income from the public sector. Excuse me. Okay, so under income from the public sector, all other income sources will be from the public sector. This will be after WBG has begun working as a group. Now has many companies up and running around the world. Each company will be learning to create a surplus and being self-sufficient. So this is one of our main goals right away, as soon as we get out of the door and start getting set up as a project, you want to become self-sufficient as fast as you can. The sooner you can become self-sufficient, that means that's faster that we can become profitable. This will cause a overabundance of products and services that can be stockpiled. When this happens, WBG then can start selling the products and support services around the world outside of WBG or the public sector for a profit. WBG and the public sector will be like competitors in the beginning. WBG will be very competitive because everything that we do will be for free within WBG, and therefore all of its costs will be cheaper than the public sector. This is all part of being self-sufficient. When we start to sell our products and services to the public, we will become the leaders in all that we do because we will be producing products and services that are the best in quality, but at the lowest prices. The public will be forced to lower their prices over time to be competitive with us. We in turn lower our prices like a price war. Every time we lower our prices, to be lowered, the public will do the same thing, and it will eventually not hurt us internally because we are self-sufficient. The public will learn to love us because we'll be selling our products, which are high quality products and services, always cheaper than the public conglomerate companies. Most public conglomerate companies will have huge amounts of overhead that WBG won't have. At some point, when a competitor closes its door, can no longer compete, this is when WBG would purchase the now defunct company and merge it with WBG. We will then reallocate, rebrand, repurpose all the company's resources and reutilize the people within WBG to help working positions of the new people who love doing, that love working positions that new people love doing because they will be working from their hearts, not from a place of scarcity of money.
Got another question, Gio.
Yeah, go ahead.
This undoubtedly is going to affect small businesses in a big way.
Yep,
absolutely. You're planning to absorb that, but
yep.
I'm wondering about how to go about doing that. I mean, you're going to let them run their business within your organization?
I don't understand.
Or just wipe it away and take them in as an employee?
I don't understand the question.
Okay. Joe and Mary have a diner down the street or a little mom and pop shop. They sell whatever products that they get from somebody.
Yep.
At some point, their livelihood will be affected if your product prices are way, way, way lower.
That's right. Yep.
So are they going to just be given the job? Are you going to help?
We would fund
them in some way, or
yeah, we would actually in business. Yeah, we would if this is what they want, we won't force it. But if they want to join us as a member, they would continue doing what they're doing, whatever job that they've already had. They would become the custodian of that project because that's what they do.
All right.
Now, if they do want to close the doors and they still want to become a member, that's okay too. We would just hire a different person to fulfill that particular business. Now, if maybe in the case where that business is no longer a viable business. In other words, it's archaic, and it doesn't serve the purpose anymore of humanity. Then it will probably be disassembled and used as much of the product as possible, and then use the resources as much as possible, and use the people and reallocate the people the best we can to help them out. And of course, and being part of WBG, everything would become free to them. So, why wouldn't you want to do that?
Right. Well, I'm kind of suggesting if their business isn't viable for reasons of the competition just being too steep, mm-hmm. and they really still want to be in business for themselves, doing what they've been doing, that's what's coming from their heart. Then maybe we need to find a way to help them keep doing that.
Yeah, they can still do that. WBG would amalgamate them. They would become a part of WBG, and they would still have their business if it's a viable business, and they want to keep doing what they're doing. Absolutely,
it's going to be, we'll fit them into a membership / project definition, and
yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. something like that. If the particular business is sort of like a lost cause and it's going out of business, and all their products and services are archaic and they don't work anymore, and there's really no reason why you should keep that business viable, then at that point we would just salvage the business the best we could, reallocate all and repurpose all the products and services the best we could, and then the people will reallocate to other types of jobs if need be, and just go from there, right? I mean, there's never going to be a perfect scenario, but if you look at from a 3D perspective, when that happens, a conglomerate like Walmart walks in, and they close all the local small businesses down, and they don't really help the small business. They're there just for pure profit, whereas WBG is not about that. We're about helping, right? We'll help those local companies the best we can, and the people are in them the best we can as well. But it's we have to remember also that it's the choice of that business to join or not join WBG, right? We're not going to force that on them. That's something they have to decide for themselves. But again, like I said, why wouldn't they want to do that, right? Why wouldn't they want to join an organization where everything is for free, right? Okay, so we're down at the last paragraph of, give me a second here, find out where I am. Yeah, okay, so let's scroll down to where it says, so when WBG purchases something, it will be 100% purchase with no chance of interest. This is what the wealthy do. They always buy everything outright, so there's no interest to be paid. That's because the wealthy, the elite, they understand the interest game. So I guess what I'm saying is whenever the elite purchase something, they don't do it through interest. They don't bankroll a company. They purchase it. Whatever they want. If they want a car, they want a boat, a ship, a company, they buy it outright 100%, and they don't worry about the interest. Therefore, there's never any interest, and therefore they never have to worry about interest. And they do that purposely because they understand that interest thing. Whereas people like us, we if we want a company, we want to own a business in today's terms, we don't have the money, well, we have to go to the bank, we have to get a bank loan, right? And then we have to pay the interest on that, because we don't, that's part of the interest game. So this is sort of what I'm saying. WBG doesn't want to get it caught up in that interest game. So whatever we purchase, we're going to purchase 100%. So we don't ever have to look back in terms of what's going to cause us more money. The only time that WBG will get have to put more money into a company again is if let's say that particular company or project is it's really successful and it's growing fast, and it's going to take, let's say it's growing fast leaps and bounds, and let's say it goes from 10 employees up to 50 employees fairly fast. Well, we'll put some more money into it. It only makes sense because it's being really successful, right? And also the other reason is sometimes certain projects or companies will have what's the word I'm looking for? They need to do upgrades or that type of thing. They need to retool something, a new wing of the factory or something like that. Whatever it is, if whatever it's going to cost more money, it's not a problem, as long as it makes sense and it's makes good business sense. And yeah, we'll expand on it 100%. Okay, let's scroll down to how the funding pool works. how the funding pool works is in WBG phase two, we introduced 30 or I guess 40 plus companies now that WBG will need to develop and start up its infrastructure. See the illustration number 11. I think that's 10. If you're scrolling down, that's illustration number 11 is the basically it's a picture of the 30 plus companies. And I sort of touched on that earlier, but we'll go over that again. Cool. So think of WBG funding pool as something like a credit union where all of its members collectively own WBG. In the beginning, Luna and myself and many other benefactors will within WBG will all be donating free money or infrastructure money to the funding pool, so WBG can begin to acquire the 30 plus startup companies scattered around the world, wherever they're needed most. So when you have a project and you want to start your project, and I used this earlier, we had anytime you have a, what we're talking about right now is sort of borderlining on phase six as well. And so what we're talking about here is when you have your, let's say you're looking at your project, whatever your project needs. Let's say you need to buy a building, or you need a construction company, you need a lawyer, you need a hiring agency, you need some, maybe you need a retraining school, maybe you need some new ET technologies. You might need a warehouse. You might need could be any number of different companies. So the way it's going to work is, if you're going to be using those companies on a regular, consistent basis, and let's say you also have the expertise. So let's say you're a real estate agent to begin with, and you're using real estate. You're using a real estate office. Well, chances are you've already got the expertise, and you're using the real estate company a lot. You might as well own the company too, right? So you'd become the custodian of that local company supplying your project. Now, at the same time, other benefactors around you or other associates around you who are also have a project may want to use your real estate company, right? So when that happens, that will help you internally with that company. There'll be lots of real estate offshoots around the world as well. So it's not just a matter of having one centralized real estate company. There'll be probably at least one in every state, most likely. Or if not one in every state, there'll probably be something like one in the corner of each. Let's say you have a sort of like a cross where you have, let's say, four or five states merging together in one little focus point, and you can have a real estate company close to all three or four states. And if they're used even more, then you'd probably look at opening up another one, right? So it's basically what we're looking at is a company becoming self-sufficient, right? Just like the projects. Everything is always geared at becoming self-sufficient. So let's go down to So I think I used down here for the example. I was sort of just talking off the head of a possible example, but there's one here, so we'll use this one as well. So let's start with a simple project, and all the 30 companies that would be required to get the original project off the ground. So let's choose a natural food store. Here's a list of companies that would be purchased outright and permanent or just temporary, depending upon the uses of their WBG service. So 21 of those companies being identified out of the group, 30 plus companies, as being needed and utilized for the initial startup project. 12 are temporarily used because the project will only be used at some point or some of the resources, and the other 12 companies during the initial startup development. 9 of those would be permanent over time, and if needed and justified, will include some information on each selected company as to the main decision-making process. There may be some kind of additional companies required for special services not shown in the 30 plus company list. We'll have to remember that the startup might require some permanent companies right away, but as the food chain expands from the chain to a, from a, let's say one or two stores, maybe to a chain, some of those startup companies might become more regular. Like as an example, if you're as an example, let's say you're just a very small food chain and you are drawing from a wholesaler. So now over time, your food chain becomes much bigger. So now let's say you got 30 or 40 stores. Well, now maybe you want to look at having your own warehouse instead of drawing from a warehouse. So you're going to be cutting costs there because you have your own warehouse as opposed to drawing from a local warehouse or wholesaler. Now, if you scroll down a little bit more, you'll see all these. I made an example here of samples of company purchases, temporary and permanent, depending upon the perspective or how those companies are utilized. Some of them, a lot of them may be temporary, and some of them might be permanent, or some of them might be permanent now, but they may not be permanent later. So it's a look and see type thing where we'll have to look at it as we're going along to see whether or not we want to actually make it a legitimate company or a viable one, or just a temporary one. Every project will be looked at that exactly the same way. So if there's not enough business there to sustain it all, then you may not want to have that company, right? The same thing, if you're going to be using a lawyer's office all the time, constantly, well, you maybe want to look at having your own lawyer office, cut costs, right? On the other hand, if you aren't going to be using a lawyer's office constantly, well, you'd probably just want to use it temporarily, right? So you'd probably want to use someone else's lawyer office, but that service would probably be free, being within WBG, right? And if you scroll down a little bit further, you'll see all those 30 plus companies, which are actually more like 40 plus companies right now. That's showing at illustration number 11A. That that number is out of whack, by the way. So yeah, that's the sequence of the number system of those graphics, the illustrations are slightly out. I'll have to fix that on the new document.
Okay.
Question?
No. I was just acknowledging what you just said.
Okay, so you're okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions right now so far as we're going along? All right, so let's go down to, what this means is if a WBG member benefactor chooses to work outside of WBG funding another group and their projects, then that benefactor will cover the costs 100%, not WBG. Just like WBG would not expect another group to pick up the costs of one of their projects working in our group. Any work done within WBG will be free services for everyone. If a benefactor custodian wants to purchase a certain, let's say, private company or work or service done outside WBG, and that's their own, then they have to use their own personal money. Then they will incur 100% of that cost with their project, as WBG does not fund personal projects with free infrastructure money from the funding pool. In other words, what we're talking about here is the 80% is infrastructure funding pool money. That's not personal money. That's money to be shared with humanity. That's not your personal. Your personal is the 20%, or if you have currency, that would also be considered your own personal money. So if you want to have, as an example, you want to have, you have your own project, personal project you want to do, let's say you have a book, or let's say you have a hobby that's at a point where you want to expand on it. You could try turning it into a project. If it's helping humanity, great. But if it's only for your own self purposes, then that comes out of your own personal money. That's not WBG's money. So that's that. Anything personal doesn't come out of the infrastructure funding pool money. Yep, Larry.
So the 20% you referred to is what you contend the alliance is going, the redemption appointment is going to give people for their Zim.
I'm just calling it 20%. I don't know if it's actually going to turn out that way. It could be 10%, could be 20%. I might not be anything at all. I mean, you might be able to.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, yeah, we're not quite 100% sure how that's going to work yet. But right now we're just using that 20% rule for clarification.
Okay.
Yeah, if we don't need it, then we won't use it, right?
Good enough. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to skip down here to the example. A WBG member wants to market a new invention, but does not have the funds to market it properly. You're a personal friend of a person, writing a book, and then you want to help them out. Well, you can fund them with your own money as much as they require. But because you're both part of the WBG, you can acquire some of the free services like a lawyer or marketing fees, that kind of stuff, right? As long as it's people don't abuse that, then it works. But if people are going to abuse it, then you probably have to put some kind of a limit on there, right? Okay, going down to the funding process for each of the four different benefactors processes below is a graphical showing a flowchart number 9. Below, each of the illustration processes are numbered with a generic explanation at each step of the way in the following illustrations, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. So let's conceptually look at the process on how the member benefactor will use its funds from start to finish using the four methods of the hierarchy framework 5, or from phase 2 document. In each of the four member benefactor projects below, it's illustration number 9, there'll be a subcategory called funding process. Each case, the funding process will be slightly different for each of the member benefactors project types. So in other words, looking at that illustration number 9, there's four main types under the member benefactor. So there's the infrastructure projects, there's a WBG infrastructure projects, there's the private public business projects or outside WBG, and there's the personal ones. So the first one, the infrastructure project funding process, and then there's the WBG infrastructure funding process, and then there's the business project funding process and the personal projects funding process. So each of these ones, when allocating funds into these, each of these will dictate how much control you have over that project. So the first one on the left is really talking about infrastructure projects created by the government. So if you have a governmental project and you want to, let's say you want to give them some money, well, that's fine. You can throw, let's say, $10 million into a governmental project. That money will go into the project. And unless you have some kind of expertise in that project, you won't have any control over it at all, period. All you'll be getting is your quarterly report from them to let you know how well that project's going. On the other hand, if you invest in a WBG project funding process, you'll have 100% control over that project as a benefactor and custodian. If you're going to be putting money into, let's say, a private retail business project of some sort, maybe it's some kind of a city project, same idea, it's a government project, you probably won't have any control over it whatsoever. from a personal perspective, personal project, that keeping control over that project depends on you and who you allow in to help you with that project. So let's say as an example, let's say you're a small investor, benefactor rather. And let's say you've developed a new engine, a free type of engine, a free energy engine of some sort, and you don't quite have enough money to fund the whole project yourself, so you ask a friend to help you. So as soon as you bring someone in, they may come in as a silent partner, but they may not. So if someone comes in as a non-silent partner, they may want to have a little input as to how that company is run, even though it's your project. So that's something that you'll have to negotiate, personally with whoever you're allowing to come in to help you with that project. that was just sort of like an overview, right? So we just sort of talked about all that. So if we're scrolling down, governmental infrastructure project funding process, right? What this is really, it's just a picture basically of governmental. If you're looking at the picture of illustration number 10, if you scroll down, take a look at that. Number 10, it's called the 2.1.1 Governmental Infrastructure Project. This is a federal, state, or province project. We just talked about that one a little bit earlier, where if you put, let's say, $10 million into a federal project, you're not going to have any control over it whatsoever. You're just going to throw some money at the government to say goodbye to it. It's gone. And you'll just get your quarterly reports and that's it. And what this is basically, if you're going to do this, WBG won't be involved in this. This is your own personal project. So, but the process of that is going to be look something like illustration number 10. It may deviate slightly, but for the most part, it's going to look exactly like this. You're going to, your project is going to be offered. Give me a second here. So when you're looking at this illustration number 10, it shows the project being offered by number one, and that governmental project may flow down to a federal, state, or provincial type governmental project, and they'll provide a list of projects, number three. And that will include the wealth manager, and also will include you being a benefactor. With you and the wealth manager would together choose to authorize that project. That money then would go to the QFS via number, the wealth manager would release it number seven to the QFS. And once that money's been allocated to the QFS, then you have however many projects you're funding would go to each one of those projects. And it would you'd get some kind of a quarterly report And it would use some kind of employment and, or a whole bunch of resources that we don't have any idea exactly what that would be because they're all governmental. But that's it's just part of the diagram for just to give you an idea of what's involved, right? So that's the governmental one. Let's scroll down to number. Does anybody have any questions on that governmental project one?
I'm good.
Yeah, you're good. Everyone's good. Is it, yeah. So that's more that governmental one is more. WBG would not get involved within that. That's a personal, not a personal project, but it's that would be an individual benefactor owned business to decide what they want to do with their own money. So if they want to throw in 10 million or 50 million or 100 million or whatever they got into a governmental project, that's their business. And once they throw that money in there, just consider it gone. And you'll have no control over that money whatsoever, unless you have some kind of expertise or something that you can add to that project that the government would be interested in. If you have nothing tangible to offer, just consider it as a gift to the government. Scrolling down to WBG 2.2, WBG infrastructure project funding process. This is a almost the same idea or concept as a governmental one, but in this case, instead of giving money to the government to do anything they want with it, you'd be instead making a donation to the infrastructure funding pool of WBG. WBG would in turn fund proportionally whatever amount of money that you brought in, whatever your project was in was worth originally, and then would fund your project, and then that benefactor custodian would become basically the custodian of that project. So the benefactor would have 100% control of every aspect of that project process, right from start to finish. And if so, if for example, if a project, if a benefactor does not want to be a custodian, then they can put that responsibility onto another benefactor. If you can't find another benefactor, then WBG can hire a project manager or a custodian on their behalf, and we'll get the project done that way. But either way, it'll get done one way or another. And that's so that's we're going to scroll down some more, right down to yeah, 2.11 infrastructure projects. It's they're very similar to a governmental one, but it's more not a high level governmental. It's more like low level, like a city, maybe throwing in a new roadway or something like that. But again, if you don't have the expertise in that area, you can throw in a couple hundred thousand dollars to help with a roadway system. Maybe to a cottage or something like that. but you would probably wouldn't have any expertise in that area. So you basically you'd just be throwing a bunch of money at them. And you'd get your report however long that would take that project to do. So it could be like a quarterly report or a monthly report. I'm not sure, depending on how big the project is. But again, if you look at the process, it's almost the same identical process as the governmental one up above, the first one. The only difference is it's slightly different because of the low-level governmental process, but it's almost identical. That's the number one and number 12, rather. Okay, we're going to scroll down to private business project funding process or outside of WBG. That's another example of, I'll read a little bit of this. Public or private or whale project funding process may be considered outside of WBG. This means you might not be using any of the process or services within WBG. With a private, public or whale projects, you as a benefactor may have or limited control of the project and is running depending upon your circumstances. So in other words, let's say you're a whale. And you're let's say you have a friend that has a project, a big project of their own. It could be a private one, it could be a public one. Or you could be a whale funding that whole project. You could maybe potentially do it the whole thing yourself. But you as a benefactor may have some or limited control on the project run depending on the circumstances, how much, if you know some of the people up above, you can twist some arms. If you're a major whale in that particular project, you may have a little bit of pull in terms of control. But that's something to be negotiated between you and the project people or whoever is in control of that particular project. if you're scrolling down again to the public 2.3.1 private public business groups or individual whales tendered, there's a lot of times there's projects which are like some kind of a private public or like a private project or a public business or groups individual whales project. Same idea. You may or may not get a little bit of control depending upon how much money or who you know in that project. If you don't know anybody in that project, and you're throwing some money in there, chances are you're not going to have very much control on it. You're just going to be throwing them some money and getting your quarterly report. That's basically how it's going to happen. Unless you know somebody or if you have some kind of expertise to offer.
Well, there will probably be assurances given here and there, documented somehow.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. But again, these type of projects, they're not part of WBG. They're the individual benefactor projects that they would may or may not want to get involved with. If they do, great. That's totally the benefactor's business. It doesn't involve WBG at all. The only time it's going to involve WBG is if the money is funded directly to WBG. And then what happens there is we would in turn allocate that money back to the benefactor custodian. And then that benefactor custodian would have 100% control over that project as much as they want. If they don't want to have control over it, then they can allocate that control to another benefactor. And if no one wants to do it, then WBG will offer a benefactor custodian on their behalf. Yep, Larry.
You're going to have to set up a bond fund at some stage.
Say that again.
You're going to have to set up a bond fund at some stage. They're going to want assurances the other way that you're going to have the money somewhere in case something happens.
Yeah. Everything will. The way WBG will work, we won't have to worry about that too much because.
If you're given the money.
That's right. Yeah. If basically what WBG is looking for is something equal to. So let's say we have a benefactor and they got a project. It doesn't matter what it is. Let's say it's a $10 million project, And this is what it's been costed out to by, let's say, that person's, that benefactor's project manager. They've estimated about $10 million. So that's what we do expect, WBG would expect to be donated, about $10 million. And that would go into the funding pool. That in turn would be released back to that particular benefactor, and that project would start and be completed 100%. So in other words, we may do partial funding along the way, depending upon the size of the project. If it's a, let's say, a huge project, we may not give the funding right away, like 100% of it. We'll start, like, we'll probably give it in like quarter amounts until we get started and find out how much money, all this money is flying around, right? But generically speaking, we would fund all projects 100% and purchase those projects 100% so that we never have to look back again. Unless there's something, some kind of expandability on that particular project. So let's say that was a store, and all of a sudden that, or a factory, let's say, and that, let's say that factory is, starts to tool up and it gets to be really, a good product or service. And all of a sudden they go from, they have some growing pains and they have 10 people, and let's say they have to hire another 10 or 20 or 30 people. Plus they have to, maybe add another wing to their company, manufacturing, to get, to expand that factory a little bit better and make it more efficient, whatever it is. So that's a possibility. So there are provisions there. So we'll fund that as well. And I think, that's pretty much it. Does that make everything? Does that have anybody any questions on any part of this document at all? Is it sort of crystal clear how it all works? Question there, Richmond or Dell, Patricia.
I have a little question. So with Nisara, I always get the picture that governments will be sized down, mm-hmm. and people will. So will we see, like, for example, some of these government projects, the state projects? I can see that. I've worked on several of them in Connecticut. Just the projects that they have for the elderly with health problems, et cetera. And some of the projects I have a feeling are going to be similar. So I'm thinking that we might be the ones that are going to take them over. Mm-hmm. And as private citizens, part of WBG, and we'll be doing that. Is that incorrect in the future?
I don't know. I know that I've heard that government is going to be shrinking a lot, probably by about 1/10 the size or something like that. That's my understanding. So that may happen. I don't know to what capacity. We don't have those guidelines yet. So we don't know. But as things,
of course, WBG doesn't have those income limits or whatever that the state imposes on people that want to get into the different, programs. So it would be a little different, but they provide services, some services that are similar.
Yeah, I think what it comes down to is if WBG is going to become involved in something like that, we want to make sure that we are in somewhat control of it.
Right.
We don't want to be in a position where we're throwing a bunch of money to the government, billions of dollars to the government, and the
government
says, "Oh, thank you very much."
And that wouldn't be my intention at all. I was just seeing similarity in some of their programs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, of course, these are going to be better. They're going to do more for people. Mm-hmm. And there won't be limits on their income and those kinds of things that are, you know, part of the state programs.
The other thing we have to remember also is that after GSERA is announced, that there's going to be, as we alluded to earlier in this document, that there's going to be, the government is going to be giving us each person on the planet some kind of universal basic income, which is going to be working out to something like $10,000 per month. And then after you put that into 50s and 60 prices, that's probably going to go
amazing.
So that's
it'll probably be amazing.
So that's probably going to go up to around $100,000 a month. So I can't see too many people wanting some, any more money than that, right?
No, or, you know, the state services, they wouldn't be, you know, because everybody will have the money, so they're not going to be limiting them to people who just don't have, you know, they make a very, very low income or they don't get any money at all. Yeah. So no, who knows what's going to, I was just seeing a similarity in some of the, you know, some of the kinds of things, because they do have some programs that help people that, you know, have disabilities and mm-hmm. other things. So,
Initially, my guess is, if we had to make a guess, initially, there will be some kind of a process where, although people are going to be making a lot of money, initially, we don't know how much money each person is going to get and whether they have a house or not or a home. WBG will be there to help with some of those projects, getting them off the ground. Absolutely, 100%. But in terms of doing governmental projects, I don't know.
I was just wondering. No, I just saw the similarity. I thought I'd ask a question.
Yeah.
No. Thank you.
you're welcome. Larry.
Bye-bye. Can I piggyback on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I piggyback on that?
What she
brought up was the idea that the governments, and I'm talking about the national, the provincial, the state, the county, town, all the way down the line, they're all going to be losing most of their funding. They're going to have to survive on that 14% general sales tax.
Yep.
Really? Mm-hmm. And they're going to be able to pay everybody an income?
Yeah,
that's not going to happen. Well, somebody's going to have to come up. No, what my point is, somebody's going to have to come up with that income for people.
Yeah,
government's not going to do it.
Yeah, that's. I believe that's going to come out as one of those. It won't come out of the
one of the trusts.
Yeah, one of the trust funds.
Let's pray.
Yeah. I don't think it'll come out the Rodriguez fund or the Saint Germain fund, but there's a whole bunch of other trusts that are available for that type of thing, I believe. So
that income is going to have to support all the people that are going to get laid off from all those government petitions that are going to be liquidated.
Yep.
But then you've got a services deficiency.
Yep.
Police, the fire, emergency services. All the way down, again.
Yep.
So who's going to fund that?
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
Getting the money?
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
WBG? Will WBG be funding that? Is that going to be a project?
The
ring.
If it's a viable project, if it's something that WBG can get involved with, that's fine, but only from the perspective of... It would have to be able to... the way I see it initially, if that particular project is going to be helping people directly, then we don't mind doing or helping out the best we can. But also, a lot of what we're going to be getting involved with is probably for the first year or two that we're talking about. After the first year or two, then we're going to start seeing a lot of these ET technologies come out, and a lot of stuff we won't have to get involved with too much, because I'll give you an example. Let's say we have a lot of these people who, let's say, need housing, right? So initially, we're going to be going in to help building a lot of these houses, and we're going to have to start, developing the hemp and, blah, 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 all the products. whatever the building materials are to get those houses going. But after the ET technologies get going, we could probably, what a house that would probably take, let's say, a week to build, ET technologies could do it in a matter of hours and for free. Right. So whatever we're doing, a lot of what we're doing is going to be really only for the first year or two, or until certain ET technologies come available to us to allow us to do it faster or more efficient or for free. That's my guess. I don't know. Yeah, we'll find out one way or another, as those government regulations come down, and we'll find out what they're all about and what we can do and what we can't.
Oh, really? That's what everybody that's not awake is saying. Wait and see.
Well,
that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't, be honest with you, I don't want to get involved with the government project if they haven't got any rules. In other words, I don't want to get involved with a government project and then find out after the fact I'm involved, and then they decide to come down with the rules that doesn't support anything that we're doing, right? So that's the way government works, right?
Can I ask us?
Yeah.
I don't know if this quite. You know, in Jussara, they said that it's. There's going to be a straight, whatever, either tax. 10%, 14% tax. Is that going to be the thing that funds, like what Larry was saying, the government or the police or the all of that stuff? Or that's not right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the actual structure of the government and how it's going to work, but there will be some kind of a 14% tax on new items only. That's my understanding. So let's say you have you're buying a new car. You would pay a 14% tax, but let's say you have a used car. Well, you wouldn't have to pay that tax. You'd only have you'd only have a transfer of the actual cost of the car as opposed to a taxation. So it's just new items only. So I don't know. We have to remember a lot of the money that government generates now goes to supply and generate a lot of the cabal's projects behind the scenes that we don't see much about, right? So a lot of these projects are going to disappear, especially a lot of the cabal projects, like a lot of these companies that develop, let's say, war machines and bombs and all that kind of stuff that the cabal want to use and utilize to make money off of, right? Make a war, right? So we won't have to do that anymore. So a lot of these money-making institutions will probably go away. They won't have to be funded anymore. That's my guess anyways. Any other questions? Anything that's let me know if there's any more questions. Otherwise we'll call it a day. Okay, let's call it a day.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, George.
Thanks.
All right,
bye-bye.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, so actually, I do want to say one thing on that document. So the only thing you have to remember is anything that WBG is not actively involved with, it's basically iffy whether you will have any control over it whatsoever, that any of those projects. Any project within WBG as a benefactor, custodian, or a associate custodian, you will have 100% control over that project yourself. So that's basically the difference. And this is what this document is trying to show everyone in terms of control or how much control someone will have in a particular project.
So just a comment, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Everybody, might be advisable to stay away from government projects for the first 2 years until we see how it holds.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. That's why that's why I was trying to answer that question as the way I was answering it, because we're not 100% sure on governmental stuff, right? So
there are so many variables here that, you know, we could find ourselves on the wrong path quite quickly. So
that's right.
Some of it's going to have to unfold first before we can even get involved.
That's right. That's why I said we have to find the rules, the governmental guidelines first, see what governmental expectations are, and whatever they are, and then we can move from there. But until those rules and regulations come out, tell you to be honest, I don't want to get involved.
Absolutely not. When it comes to dealing with government and them being service to self forever,
yep.
we're gonna have to wait and see service to others. And on that one, I'm strictly from Missouri.
Yep.
You show me, and then I might show you some money.
Yep, me too.
All right, great. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, take care. Sorry. All right, so let's call it a night, and we'll see you on next Sunday at 8 o'clock, okay? It's the Phase 4 documents.
Luna's on her way back.
Hopefully she will be, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Bye. Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.